WJTL, that's Josh Baldwin, not one of the famous Baldwin brothers. Let the redeem. Before that, Jason Gray, I'm going to let it go. Good morning, 721.
Your weather forecast, cloudy skies, chance of showers, temperatures falling throughout the day. We're going to land in the low 60s for your overnight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low 55. Friday, a breezy, mostly sunny day, 66 for your high. For the weekend, sunny, 64 for your Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of shower, 72 for your Sunday. Currently, clouds and 64.
This morning, our friends Gwen and Danelle hanging out with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
It's always great to have you both here. And Gwen Dinn is the Executive Director of Faith Friendship Ministries. And Gwen, today we're talking about the National Day of Prayer for Mental Illness Recovery and Understanding. It's coming up Thursday, October 17th. It's happening at Calvary Church. And this year, the focus is on trauma. Tell us why this is such an important topic, even for the church today.
Yeah. So when the committee and I were talking about what topic would be relevant, we realized that we maybe don't have the statistic, but trauma touches everybody in some way, form, shape. And so we felt this was such a relevant topic to bring to the forefront, especially to people of faith, because, you know, we don't realize how trauma affects our soul. But, you know, David used to speak to his soul, right? He said, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your trust in God." So it's so important that we, as people of faith, know how to address trauma within ourselves and in our community.
So how is this day at Calvary Church going to do that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes, we, besides gathering together and focusing on prayer, we have an amazing speaker, Dr. Shakara, and Danielle, his, I guess your assistant or whatever you are with him, I'll let you speak that. And they're going to do a little bit of education on what trauma is and how can we help our loved ones or ourselves work through that.
And this is so important because it impacts your ministry as well with what you do. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. With our 74 residents, every single one of them have a story, and every story involves some sort of traumatic experience, what I call a C, a significant emotional event or something they've lived through that has caused trauma. Absolutely.
Wow. We're talking with Gwen and Danelle about the National Day of Prayer for Mental Illness Recovery and Understanding. This year, talking about trauma, it's coming up at Calvary Church Thursday, October 17th. And you can get more information at the website faithfriendship.org.
Correct.
And Danelle, you are a counselor. You deal a lot with trauma. You know a lot about it. Tell us a little bit about how trauma impacts people.
Yeah, I do deal a lot with trauma, as all counselors do. And Dr. Shakara and I, he is the founder of Providence Behavioral Health and is a leading neuropsychologist. He also can speak to the physical, biological effects of the brain and the body.
And how it's impacted by that.
Absolutely.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it affects our nervous system and long-lasting, decades after significant events in our lives occur. But there's also a lot of research that's showing in the last 25 years how this word, how trauma affects all of us to one degree or another. And that can be even as we lead the discussion with safety and so forth. There's a level of a traumatic response and so forth. Lancaster County has really been so proactive in making our county a trauma-informed place, which means as all of us come to understand the role, exactly as you had just said, that trauma plays in all of our lives, we can interact with each other at a much different level, at much more of a healing level.
So in addition to Dr. Shakara speaking, you'll be speaking as well at the event?
I am. So I'm a licensed counselor. I have the privilege of working at Dr. Shakara's office, and we're both teaching on this and just providing just data as far as what is trauma, how does this affect us physically, as I said, but then also what does it look like in a community, and and even why, when we've been wounded 25 years ago, do I still feel this thing within me? And what is it as we pray and ask the Lord to draw us out and to heal us, that indeed He can, He sees us, He knows our frame, but yet this beautiful body of knowledge God has given us through science has been able to really help us do this wonderful, privileged work of helping folks to find healing.
the National Day of Prayer for Mental Illness Recovery and Understanding, coming to Calvary Church Thursday, October 17th. Do folks need to sign up ahead of time?
Yeah. No.
You can just show up?
Yep.
And very cool. And you can get all the details at the website, faithfriendship.org. Faithfriendship.org. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today.
It was
thank
our
you.
Pleasure.
We love having you both here. It's great seeing you both again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Going back to the music, here's Jeremy Camp. This is Christ in Me on WJTL. Good morning.